One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him. So Jesus entered the Pharisee's house and took his place at the table. Now a woman in the city, who was a sinner, having learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, came and brought an alabaster jar of ointment.
She stood behind Jesus at his feet, weeping, bathing his feet with her tears and drying them with her hair. Then she continued kissing his feet and anointing his feet with ointment.
Now, when the Pharisee who had invited Jesus to dinner saw this, he thought to himself, if this man were truly a prophet, he would know who and what kind of woman it is that is touching him, that she is a sinner.
Then Jesus spoke to him, saying, Simon, I have something to say to you.
Oh, speak, teacher.
Okay, there was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed him 50 denarii, and the other 500. Now, when they could not pay their debts, the creditor forgave them both. So I ask you, which one of them will love him more?
I suppose the one for whom the greater debt was canceled.
Mm. Yeah, you have judged rightly. Mm.
Then turning toward the woman, Jesus said to Simon, do you see this woman here? I entered your house and you gave me no water for my feet. But this woman has not stopped kissing my feet. You gave me no oil for my head. And yet this woman here has anointed my feet with ointment.
Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which were many, are forgiven because she has shown great love. The one to whom little is forgiven loves little. And then Jesus said to the woman, your sins are forgiven.
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 Sins are forgiven.
But those who were at the table with him began to say among themselves, who is this who even forgives sins?
And Jesus said to the woman, your faith has saved you.
Go now in peace. Soon afterwards, he went through the villages and the cities, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the reign of God. Now the 12 were with him, and there were women, many of whom had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities.
The women like Mary, called Magdala, from whom seven demons had been cast out, and Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward Chuza, and Susanna, along with many, many others, who provided for them out of their own resources.